Stat Guy Greg is coming up in the next segment. Wrestling starting to return to some sense of normalcy with WrestleMania with fans in Tampa. You know what else is another in the line of things are almost back, George? The Costco food court is coming back.
Oh,
inside and outside dining.
Oh, boy.
Oh, get your dollar and 50 cents ready for that chicken bake, that hot dog, or that piece of pizza, which you know that you can go to Costco without a membership and eat.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you just kind of sneak in there. You say, yeah, I got to go talk to customer service. I might be looking at a membership. You walk right by customer service, keep walking, go right to the food court.
Gary.
So when you buy food in the food court at Costco, you know, you're frugal. You don't have to show your membership card. They don't, like, scan your membership card.
Jesus.
Oh. I know quite a few people that'll go to lunch at Costco. They go to lunch at Target. They go to lunch at Target hoping to meet, like, their significant other. I don't know that I'd go to Costco to do that. No. Target, much greater than Costco if you're looking for a significant other, George.
Agreed. I will agree with you there. Yeah.
But the chicken bake is back, boys and girls. So prepare accordingly. Across the country. Now, in some places, the food court has come back. I know the one Costco that I go here in town out on Dodge. The food court is open. Mm. But just there's a little tip for you.
I like it.
The comment about Lovie Smith, and he struggled at Illinois because too many teams were showing him three wide receiver sets, and so they had to play in their base defense, never got to their nickel package. Mike writes in, how much does this remind you of Kevin Cosgrove, who, when asked why Kansas had so much success, said they had prepared for the running back draw out of the shotgun, and then Kansas didn't call the play during the game? We've heard things like this repeatedly around here. Well, we didn't prepare for it. We didn't see it on film. Now, there is some part that a team can go completely against the grain and would throw you off, and you're not ready in the moment. But you would think that you have a good enough staff that would recognize things, that would be willing to suggest things, to fix things that they're not seeing. I mean, we don't show up every day and things are going to be exactly the same as planned. There's always going to be a wrench. All of us have that. It's how you adjust. And in the game of football, you have multiple people that is their job. That's why I'm so big on Saturdays are your money makers, especially if you don't have elite talent. You can be as good as you want to be Monday through Thursday, but if you're not good on Saturday, now some people can be sit back, you know, going back when Nebraska had championship success, Saturday was the easiest part of the entire week. But you also had elite talent. And you also still had adjustments that were made on Saturdays. But for him to make that comment, that is coaching malpractice in Champaign. And at 17-39, that's why he's back in the NFL and they've made an adjustment. But I would think that's where I make my rep as a coach, is I adjust on the fly. I see something, I recognize it, somebody upstairs shares the information with me, and we adjust. Get guys on the sideline, hey, what are you seeing, what are you seeing? Hey, this is what we're going to do. That's coaching, right? Not everybody does what you expect them to do. I would hope they don't do that. I would hope they adjust on the fly. They throw in new stuff. How soon you recognize it, how soon you adjust, or have your players prepared during the week that they may see something that looks different. And if they do, you got guys on the field that can help the other guys on the field, or you got somebody to say, we got to take a timeout. This doesn't look right. Lovie's not alone. He's just the first person that went there and you went, wow. Welcome back to the NFL. Stat Guy Greg. We're going to talk WrestleMania 37 tomorrow night and Sunday in Tampa. He's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.